The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
My sweet and most wonderful lovies, I'm going to leave you with a song by someone that you're probably not familiar with. And if you're familiar with her, you're not familiar with hearing her sing. You're probably familiar with her commercials about her being a big mouth. But Martha Ray, before she was a spokesperson for Polydent Denture Cleanser Grip or whatever, Polygrip or whatever, she was an extraordinarily popular and extraordinarily famous singer, comedian, actress in the 40s. She was a hell of a singer. And I happen to have one of her albums called Here's Martha Ray that I dearly love, where she sings, it's an album from the 40s, and she sings all those 40s hits very well. And since I'm solo, my sweet and most wonderfuls, solo, I decided to add a song about being alone, because here I am alone with my lovies, just us. So here's Martha Ray from her album, Here's Martha Ray, singing I Walk Alone. I hope you enjoy it, lovies. It's something different. Give it a listen. You know, give it a try. And remember the 40s, even though none of us were there. Except I think the fat thing may have been there. Yeah, I think he was about 20 years old in 1940. Here's Martha.
And follow.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Probably familiar with her commercials about her being a big mouth.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 546 of the BFO for Monday, the 8th of March, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has had quite the weekend of putridness. Oh, poor putrid fatty. Oh, poor bird fatty. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. Oh, dear Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now, y'all, if today's show sounds a little bit different than normal, it's because I was given an ass-chewing, just an all-around ass-chewing by my grandson. On Friday night, yes, Big Friday, we heard. And for those of you who may not have heard about the ass chewing, evidently, there are some, and I won't mention any names, Stephen, but there are some who think that Big Fatty needs to sit a little bit closer to the microphone. They have trouble hearing me, and I did not realize that anyone ever had any trouble hearing Big Fatty. But y'all, my little snowflake microphone, it's when I open my laptop, it sits on top of the screen. And so it's about 8 inches away from my mouth. But, you know, evidently, if you are listening to the BFO in an area, oh, Big Fatty, the area, you had to say the area, didn't you? If you're listening to the BFO in a noisy area, then, you know, it, evidently, it's hard to hear. But y'all, the closer I get to the snowflake microphone, the more yawning there's going to be. So I'm going to try to do better. But y'all, if I go to read something on the computer screen, I can't do it. No, Big Fatty, you cannot do it. How are you going to remedy this? Well, I don't know. So it may be worse than ever before, y'all. It may be. Yes, Big Fatty, we are used to it being worse than ever before. So y'all, the weekend was very, very uneventful. And Friday night, you know, that Mr. I can't even see the oh, Big Fatty, this is not going to work for you, is it? No, it's not. Y'all, that Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Well, and by the way, I have readjusted the snowflake microphone, so y'all, it is sitting on top of a box, and it's only about 2 inches from my mouth now. Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Just vulgar. And I adjusting the microphone during the show, Big Fatty. That is not good. You will hear from that audio Nazi, Daniel Beaver. He blew everybody off on Friday night with the little Fatty Cast, because you know I had announced on the Friday show, yes, we will have a little Fatty Cast, and then y'all, he tells me, I see a Twitty, I am going to have chili with one of the Mexicans. Chili with a Mexican? Okay. And what about the other? I told you, Big Fatty, that I told you 3 times. Well, first of all, y'all, he didn't tell me. And had he told me 3 times, that by the time he told me the 3rd time, he would have been so pissed, I would have at least heard it. But, y'all, he didn't tell me at all. I'm telling you. So we just decided, no, there will not be an LFC. And then that Daniel Beaver, he sends me, he didn't send me anything. He got on the hoist, and he called the Fat Cave. And, Big Fatty, if you would like to do the LFC, I will be happy to be the production coordinator for your show, your little show. And I said, well, does that mean that all I'd have to do is be the pretty one? And he says, yes. And so we piddled around, and y'all, I really thought that Kim Brewer was going to have a conniption fit, y'all. A conniption fit. And because there was not going to be an LFC. And so we pulled it off. And the only problem was that Daniel Beaver forgot to push the record button at the very beginning. We might be able to hoodwink. We might be able to hoodwink it. Because, you know, there's no crossover audience between this show and that show. No, Big Freddy, nobody listens to both of them. And even if we do get it put together. sounds like that we remembered to record the opening. Mr. Vader won't post it. No. Oh, and y'all, we talked for an hour. And y'all, the funny part of it was that during the show, that Daniel Beaver, he could talk to Big Fatty on the Skype, but it wasn't going out onto the stream, so the people that were listening to the show couldn't hear it. But I'm hearing in my dear Gussie, the clothes are ready, Big Fatty. You need to get your hanging items ready to hang up. He would be talking, and we eventually had the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
So, you heard the Sea Hag at the beginning of today's show trying to remember about the Big Mouth. And y'all, whoever thought that the Sea Hag would be able to forget about the details of the Big Mouth? Yes, Big Freddy, we know! And y'all, I just listened to some of this with the micro hoist a lot closer. Y'all, I'm very loud now. Yes, Big Freddy, you are extremely loud! But that's what your grandson wanted, so give it to him! Oh! So Daniel was talking to the Sea Hag and I while we were chatting on the stream, and when he would start talking, we would stop talking, and the first thing out of his mouth was, keep talking, 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 and all he could do was giggle, and I'd say, well, Hag, do you have anything you'd like to say? No, I don't have anything to say. I'm trying to listen to that Daniel Beaver. And anyway, it was just a train wreck, an hour-long train. Y'all, the Gravita Chiquita, she had to cut it off. It was just too much. It was making her glitter run. Her glitter run. Yes, Big Fatty, we do not like it when the glitter runs. And y'all, but I think folks that were there enjoyed themselves, and that that Larry Vader, he said that he was, I'm going to do my own show at 10 o'clock, a live show at 10 o'clock. And y'all, I don't think it happened. But maybe it did. But I wasn't there because I was in bed by then. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you must get your beauty rest. And but y'all, I woke up Saturday morning, and y'all, I was I had kind of the queasy stomach, and I didn't understand that at all. And I got up and I had my coffee, and sometimes you know the coffee will give Big Fatty the queasy stomach, also. And so I had me a little something to eat along with it, and y'all, I just wasn't feeling any better. And so I laid down and woke up about 4 hours later, and then I got up and had some water because I was very dehydrated, y'all. I was very, very dehydrated, and then I went back to bed, and I woke up, and I fixed me some of that Lipton's chicken noodle soup. You know, you've heard me talk about that before, because, you know, whenever you're not feeling up to par, Big Fatty always likes to have the chicken noodle soup and the crackers with the butter. Oh! What is that? Oh, I haven't eaten anything today. Anyway, so I got up and I fixed that and I had it. And y'all, I ate about half a bowl of the soup and about 6 crackers. And I was just like, oh, Big Fatty, you are just not feeling it. The queasiness was still there. And y'all, I went back to bed about 6:45 on Saturday night. And I had sent Miss Porter and Granny a message that I would not be coming to the Patrick's Pub. Y'all, I slept. I woke up a couple of times during the night and drank some bottled water and took my go-to-bed pills, you know, after I woke up and then went back to bed. But y'all, I was having the chills, and it was just, it wasn't good. No, Big Fatty, it was not good. And I got up on Sunday morning, and I did not, I kind of felt hungry Sunday morning, so I thought that was a good sign. And so I got up. Oh, dear gussy, Big Fatty, those clothes are going to be relentless. I had some cereal. Because, y'all, just something about a good old bowl of cereal with some cold, ice-cold milk on it just sounded wonderful. So I got up and I had that, and I felt okay. But I laid back down just to make sure. And I was not having the chills then. And finally got up and put my load of clothes in the washer, and they're in the dryer now. If you hadn't heard the buzzer, y'all, I feel like I'm on the Big Ricky show because the clothes are buzzing. But anyway, speaking of the Big Ricky show, y'all, during the show on Friday night, we called Big Ricky on the Skype, and y'all, the first time we called, he wouldn't answer. No, I will not answer that. I do not recognize that number. So we called right back saying, okay, well, we're just going to be relentless like the clothes in the dryer. We are just going to continue to harass him. We're going to just harass him. And y'all, he answered, and y'all, he was in a public restroom somewhere changing clothes. And I don't understand why he was in a public restroom changing clothes. But y'all, he talked to us for about 6 minutes. He was getting ready to go to his big old hootenanny with Miss Lola. Lauren at the Hamburger Mary's. And y'all, there was quite a hootenanny that showed up. That Patrick and Noah from the PNS Explosion, they were there. And the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network showed up later on. He came, and Omar came, and Miss Lauren. Y'all, that's kind of a motorboating sound that I'm doing there, or attempting to do there. Yes, Big Friday, we got it. Move on. She was there, and y'all, it was evidently a hootenanny. And y'all, then they went to the Touche Bar, which Omar took me to during the IML last May. And y'all, we went next door to the Jackhammer, which is another bar, homosexual establishment. And y'all downstairs, they have a dirty bar called The Hole, I think is what it's called. And I'm sure Big Ricky went down there, but I'm also sure that he'll never tell us that he went down there. Ah, Big Fatty, you know he went down there, and he probably lost his Symbionese Liberation Army beret down there. Someone probably took it and used it for some sort of wet cleanup. Oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, so, but that was a nice little hootenanny. Y'all, we had a good crowd. Had a good crowd in the studio audience on Friday night. And Sunday, I've been washing clothes and getting the podcast going. Y'all, I had a shower, and y'all just felt wonderful after the shower. I had a ginger ale on Saturday night also, and y'all, that really did. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's the simple things in life that'll make you feel better quick. A nice hot shower and a cold ginger ale or some ice cold milk or chicken soup and crackers, saltine crackers with a pat of butter. Y'all, it's a simple life, but it's a good life, y'all. It's a good life. Yes, Big Patty, please, for the love of God, put some content in this one. Well, y'all, I am recording this prior to the Oscars, so I thought I would just go on here and give you my predictions. Now, y'all, they have 10 pictures that are being nominated for the best picture. They've got The Avatar, The Blind Side, The District 9, and Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Bastards with an E, Precious, A Serious Man, Up and Up in the Air. And y'all, of those 10, I'm really, really amazed that I've not seen any of them. And so I am going to say, they all are talking about this Hurt Locker thing. Y'all, I'm going to, and you know, that Avatar is all those blue people. It's the flying Smurfs. But y'all, I'm going to say Up's going to win. Yes, Big Fatty. And then for the best actor, we've got the Jeff Bridges, the George Clooney, the Colin Firth, the Morgan Freeman, and the Jeremy Renner. Now, I've never heard of Jeremy Renner. Oh, dear gushy, those claws are relentless. And so I am not going to make a... Based on who's the cutest, I'm going to choose Jeremy Renner. And then we've got the Sandra Bullock, the Helen Mirren, the Carrie Mulligan, the Gubre Sidibe. I don't know who the fuck that is. And the Meryl Streep. And y'all, I'm going to go with the Meryl Streep. Because, you know, you cannot go wrong with Julia and Julia. Julie and Julia. And y'all, I saw Julia Child's Kitchen at the, what is that place called? The Smithsonian when I was up in the D.C. And y'all, I'm watching a basketball game now. And there must be like an 8-foot player, on one of the teams, and y'all, he's got a little chin beard. I don't know what team he's playing for, but it's either Wichita State or, oh dear Gussie, or Northern Iowa. And y'all, he's got a little chin scruff, and y'all, he looks like the world's largest leprechaun. Yes, Big Friday, we hear ya. Well, y'all, I know that hadn't been much of a show for today. Big Fatty, we are so used to that. But hopefully the sound quality will meet with my grandson's approval. And if it does, then we'll try to do this a little more often. So anyway, y'all, I guess that's it. Don't forget that there'll be a late show coming to you from the surface of the sun out in the woodland hills. And for a little preview of that, who's going to be on it, Vera?
You're probably familiar with her commercials about her being a big mouth.
So you're going to be on it, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.